Now, you put Eruption with our next guest and what we're just about to talk about. It kind of fits, doesn't it? So we've got to say good morning. Was it Che? Che or Shay?
Shay, yes.
Shay.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you're the owner of the Chili House?
Is House it? Of Chili.
House
yeah.
of Chili. Now, I mean, I'm guessing you like chilies yourself.
To be honest, when I started it, I had no idea about chilies. I've had a big crash course in how in chilies now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's loads to talk about. I know you guys have come in different guises before, and we've had some sort of samples and so on. And I'm kind of glad that on a day like today you haven't brought any in, because I'm kind of comfortable at the moment heat-wise.
Actually, chilies in hot countries are used to cool people down.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, why didn't you bring some
that's,
in then?
I know. Although a cold lager might do a bit better.
Well, today. I don't suppose you brought any of them.
No. Although we do chili beer and chili cider.
Do you?
Yes, yeah.
I mean, that's incredible what we're actually doing with chilies now. But let's just backtrack. Whereabouts are you?
We are at Hollier's Barns, which is located at Hollier's Farm in Arrowton. It's just down from the Fighting Cocks. It's on the main road that's just been finished, thank God.
Yeah.
The road.
Because weren't you at God's Hill for a while?
We were at God's Hill, yes. Yeah, and then we basically moved to Hollier's Barns. We've had a shop built for us within a barn. So it's a shop within a barn. And it's all brand new.
Because I'm just picturing it now. You go past the Fighting Cocks and it's on the right hand side if you're coming
If you come from the Fighting Cocks towards Shanklin Lake,
yeah.
Apps Heath, on the bend, it's on the right as you come into Apps Heath.
So, I mean, you must have loads and loads of different products that you want to talk about. But you mentioned chili peanut butter.
Chili peanut butter, yes.
People are. I mean, that sounds fascinating. Yeah.
Yes. Well, you when you taste it, you get the sweetness of the peanut butter. And when the sugar and the sweetness dies, you get a chili kick. Yeah.
I'm almost tasting it now. I'll tell you what was really funny. Over the weekend, we went and had a curry in a curry house, and this guy sat opposite me. He had a, what do they call it, a Scotch bonnet?
Scotch bonnet, yeah.
And he bit on it, and he did the same thing as what I did about 10 years previous and thought it was a run of bean.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, he's... Because it makes it... I don't know, if you have a chili and you're not used to it, it makes you do a funny noise. It's like hiccups.
It can affect people in many ways. A lot of people sweat, a lot of people hiccup, a lot of people cry, a lot of people run around arms flailing, you know.
Yeah.
It affects people in many ways. You do get an adrenaline rush, though. It produces endorphins, and this is why people love chili, because they almost get a bit high off it.
Yeah, so maybe we should give our runners and our tennis players a bit of chili before they go on.
Yeah. They are chili water.
Yeah.
So, isotonic.
So come on. What other products have you that go down very well?
We've got our own range of balsamics, which are made for us by Nuala at Wild Island. We've got spice fig and chili balsamic, blackberry, normal chili balsamic. We've got a chili cherry drizzle. About 10 different varieties there. We've got a wide range of jams and chutneys with chili. These are all milder, so we try to cater to the milder tastes. We have got the mental and crazy sauces,
right?
But we want to try and introduce people to chili without frightening them.
Okay. So I mean I'm not really I had my first curry in a curry house about 10-15 years ago. The wife is into the spicy food, and I'm gradually getting into it more and more. And I know that when you guys came round before, it was fascinating to have a bowl of your chili peanuts and then invite Tony Bray in, and so because they were really hot, invite him in, and he was at that time he was doing a charity swim, and he was kind of on a diet, not allowed to eat too much. So he said, "All right, I'll have one," and I said, "One? Oh, come on, Tony, dip in." And then he said, no, he said, "I'm going to be strong, I'm not going to have any." And he came back about an hour later, and he said, "Oh, I feel a bit bad now that I haven't tried the peanuts." So he took a great big handful. And before he put them into his mouth, I said, "Tony, I've got to warn you, sorry, don't do this." And because I didn't want him, like, collapsing on the floor. But he loved them. he thought they were fantastic. You know, but I think the chili stuff is really, really catching on. You get people eating these kind of chilies for fun now, don't you?
Yes, chili festivals are extremely, extremely busy places now. They're massive, actually, massive. 10,000 people go to a few of the ones on the mainland. It's become a mainstream spice now. People adding chili to everything.
Do you make stuff on site?
We don't make it on site now. We used to have a kitchen and everything in God's Hill. We kind of locally we source a few chefs to do it in their kitchens. Just a small amount of stuff. Most we've tried to veer into more mainstream production facilities now and let other companies do it for us. Exactly like Wild Island, they've got a nice new kitchen now in New Church. We work with as many island suppliers as we can. We've got Isla Fudge. They do a lovely chili fudge for us.
Do they do? Are they the guys that do the in a little tin? They do it in a nice little
tin. I don't know if he does it
in
a tin. I'm not too sure. Basically, I wanted when we developed it, I wanted three different tastes. I wanted a chili and lime because chili and lime always goes well.
Yeah.
So we ended up with a white chocolate chili and lime. I wanted a Terry's orange taste. All right. So they've done a dark chocolate orange and chili, and the other one was, have you ever had a Reese's peanut butter bar?
I have.
They are lovely. I wanted a Reese's peanut butter bar with chili, and he hit it on the head. It's
excellent.
Lovely, absolutely lovely. Yeah.
So all these products are available. They must be available online.
They're all online. Yeah, houseofchili.com. We've also got they're also in the shop available.
Excellent. I mean, I've got so many questions I want to ask you, but are you working on anything, you know, in the future? Because you must be like thinking, oh, hang on a minute, that goes. I like that.
Actually, we're always developing, always doing crazy things. Going back to peanut butter, we did develop a peanut butter chipotle chili, which is a smoked one, a lime. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. But unfortunately, you need so many fresh limes to produce it. It was economically just unviable.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in the future, we might be able to do it. At the moment, I'm working on four new sauces that are in production at the moment. We had an amazing sauce. It was called a chip shop curry sauce. And our chef, at the time, our chef had a load of spare chilies, and we said, just do something. He came up with this chip shop curry sauce. It was absolutely amazing. And we then, about 2 years later, wanted some more. He tried to replicate it. He couldn't, even though he got the recipe.
Oh,
so we've sent it off to a company, and they've replicated now.
Right.
I had the last two bottles in existence, so I sent it to them, and they've analysed it, and they've replicated it perfectly. So that's coming. We've got a jalapeno ketchup. We've got a smoked honey barbecue sauce. And we've got a mango habanero hot sauce coming soon. So
they all sound fabulous.
They're going to be in a little gift box as well.
Yeah.
You've got to purchase them online and in the store. So I'm very excited about those. It's been a year in development now, those sauces. So
yeah.
It takes a while to get the exact flavour and a lot of to and fro in, but it's worth it in the end.
Do you actually do the chilies by themselves as well?
We do. I want to expand it a bit more. We've got about 8-9 different dried chilies in, like, you know, like a pick and mix bins.
Yeah.
I'm trying to expand that into a huge range so you can have a massive variety of chilies. And you just basically fill a bag up with whatever chilies you want.
Excellent. Because the one thing my wife struggles with is that sometimes when you get chilies, they could be the same colour, but
yes,
the difference in heat is incredible.
Yes, yeah.
So how can you tell a good chili that's going to be the same as it was, you know, the last time you tried it?
Well, chilies aren't an exact heat level. Every chili is different heat level. How they register chilies is in Scoville scale. As you said, the Scotch bonnet earlier can go from 280,000 to 350,000 Scoville.
I thought you were going to say Fahrenheit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's probably hotter than that. Yeah. So it's quite a wide range. The chili heat will depend on how much they've been watered. Usually less water, more heat, kind of fighting for survival. And obviously the super hots which can go into millions. I mean, Carolina Reaper is the new world's hottest chili. That's 2.2 million now. And if you think about the Scotch Bonnet at one time was one of the world's hottest chilies at 350,000 maximum. Going to 2.2 million is a massive jump, yeah.
I mean, I see people that eat chilies, and they just honestly, my mother-in-law just eat chilies, you know, and there's no sweat, nothing. Just eats them like sweets, and you think, how can you do that?
Well, I think everybody has their own heat level. You need to stick with your own heat level. If you venture any hotter, it can get quite painful.
Hello, are you going to be doing any shows this year?
We did the Gaffers. It was very good. I'm trying to actually get a kind of stall pre-packed and ready to go. It might not make any shows this year. Maybe December we'll do a few food shows.
But yeah.
I missed the Garlic Festival, which is unfortunate this year.
Yeah.
But hopefully by next year or the end of this year, we'll have a stall. I'm hoping to do most shows on the island now.
Okay. Will you come back and tell us more about it and maybe bring a package with you?
Yes,
next time?
I'll definitely bring some samples.
All right.
I'm kicking myself now. I'd love to try some stuff with you, but next time.
I bet you would. Look at him, look. Yeah. Great to meet you, and thanks for coming in and sharing your business with us.
Thank you very much, Ian.